Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
The views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
Forget politically correct. You are now listening to Political Bullshit. People discussing varying opinions about the same political bullshit.
Oh, we live, baby. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Show number two, man. What's going on, Pete?
Not so much, Nick. How you doing?
Not too bad, man. I got to tell you, I've been looking at the news and not much has been going on.
Yeah, nah, not much at all.
Not much
the
except for
news.
Everything.
The fake news, right?
Yeah, it's all hashtag fake news.
Bro, but, it's hard to tell what's real and what's not anymore, man. I really can't tell. It's like you really got to dig. I mean, it's always been like that, but these days, man.
Well, there's a reason why they call the media the fourth branch of the government. I mean, it really is. Lately, man, it's been so slighted. And, like, media was bad before, but, like, since the campaigning of the last presidential election, Donald Trump and Hillary, did you not feel that they've turned that up tenfold?
Yeah. Yeah, I've never seen anything like this in my life.
I mean,
I'm only 29, but still.
That's what
I've never seen it like this.
It's not like we're old as shit, but I've never seen the media like this ever, man. Not once. And, like, it's so funny how whether you support Donald Trump or you don't, it's just, like, it's so funny how slanted all the media is. Like, even Fox News is going, is like, Donald Trump's doing some things that are a little bit too crazy right now. We're going to have to jump ship here. They do crazy shit, man. Everybody's doing that.
Did you hear Lindsey Graham?
No, what did she say?
He was like, if the president fires Jeff Sessions, that there's going to be hell to pay or something of that nature. Like, he straight up threatened Donald Trump, or President Trump, I should say.
Well, we've talked about that before. Like, all of a sudden, it's very okay to put death threats to the president, which is bizarre to me.
It's always happened from regular crazy people, right? It's always happened from, like, some dude who lives in the city somewhere, who has a studio, maybe he smokes a little crack on the weekend, and then that guy makes a threat on the president. Or maybe some guy down who lives in a wood somewhere, you know, who has a bunch of, like, cats and rabbits that hangs out with him, and then he sends, like, a letter to the president, you know. But we're seeing kind of important people starting to make these kind of hints and threats toward the president of the United States. And I've never seen this before. Another thing I've never seen.
Like you said, it's like typically like your redneck, like, you know, people, when you bring up the fact that, you know, the media is so loose at the lips with threatening our president. And for me, whether I like him or not, he is our president. So I consistently say our president, because he's the people who say hashtag or not my president, it's ridiculous, because no matter what you do about it, he's your president, right? I feel like that it's not just that redneck anymore. It's like, you know, major prominent people in society, like celebrities and things like that. And I don't think they really realize the ramifications of and how much weight they hold when they say things like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of influence, definitely. But, you know, it seems that there's kind of that politics is really pushing a progressive agenda, more so than I've ever seen. And like I said, I'm only 29, but I still remember everything I've ever seen. And we had a real big progressive push from the left, coming from Bernie Sanders support groups, and also even Hillary Clinton's campaign started morphing more into a Bernie Sanders type campaign once she realized that was her only way that she could possibly win, is by actually pandering to the Bernie supporters. But believe it or not, Trump got to as well. you know? And he actually pulled, even though they were very left-wing, he pulled them to vote for him in some cases because they felt that he was going to do certain things about trade. And to them, that was really important because they knew that Hillary Clinton would not stop things like TPP and other thing, and other trade deals of that nature because she's so corporate. Whereas Trump, he's more elitist, billionaire, entrepreneur type guy who just takes control and does things more his way. Whereas corporate is kind of a world where a lot of people have to kind of agree together to make things happen. You know what I mean? Right. Like these corporate guys get together and they all kind of have a way that they want something done and everyone kind of doesn't stray off that way. You know, that's a lot of corporations are like that. And that's why you have oligopolies and you have all these different people who kind of stick together and pass things politically to make things happen. And they're all kind of on the same page and they're all doing the same thing for the same common goal. And kind of like what we do down here is regular people. They do it too. But he's more of a I'm the boss type guy. I don't care if you're rich or not. I'm doing my thing and I stand alone. So people trusted him more, I think, to go against the grain of the corporate globalist agenda. And I don't mean globalist NWO crazy conspiracies. I mean globalists as in the market, as in putting businesses overseas and things like that, which are killing American jobs and cities in our country.
Right. Are you familiar with Justin Trudeau? I mean,
yeah.
What do you think of him? What do you think he's doing for Canada?
I think he's perfect for Canada. You know, a country who doesn't really need to be the world police like we do. They can have a leader like him who's real soft and like everyone, we could all hold hands and we can make everything happen with love. They get to be that way because they don't have to do the dirty work like we do, right?
Right.
You know, because when it comes down to it, we protect Canada. And that's just the way it is. We protect Canada and Europe. You know, what they lack in military, they get to do for their health care. But we have to have a military that's strong enough to protect the entire Western world, you know. So all our money goes to our military funding because these other countries don't want to be the bad guys sometimes, which I don't think makes you the bad guy, but do necessarily the things that aren't so happy, lovey-dovey, old hands, kumbaya. We have to do. Right?
Well, have you seen the article about how, I mean, this is just how progressive they are. A landlord, this is from Fox News, by the way. It's not just some like fucking random website. He was charged and found guilty in like a civil suit and had to pay $12,000 because he was a landlord. He was renting out his house to a couple. I think there was three people in there. They didn't pay. And so he was like, yo, they're not paying. It's been a couple months. You know, they're not answering my phone calls. I'm doing everything as possible. This is towards the end of the lease. I'm going to start showing this house so I can have somebody to get into the house, right? So he goes to the house with potential renters or with potential buyers and doesn't take off his shoes. And this family filed a civil suit because they felt so disrespected that it caused, you know, emotional harm on them, and they won the case. And the whole time that this civil suit was going on, they stayed at the house for free.
Yeah, that's kind of nuts. I mean, when I think of emotional harm, I think of how ridiculous that is because in order to comfort someone's feelings, you are doing literal financial damage to somebody else. And that's real harm. Emotional harm, unless someone like really does something to scare you, to frighten you, to make you feel like you, like you're not the same person ever again. All right?
Something like that, to me, is worth. Their religion had a lot to do with it. And this specific religion is in the media right now. And a lot of people, I feel like the Canada especially has to like cater especially to them. Because
Islam,
they don't want to be seen as so religious. I am. I'm talking about being Muslim, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, I believe that's happening because of the war. Because of the war, it's like people feel bad about the war in the Muslim world, you know, in Iraq and, you know, destabilization of Syria and Libya, all these proxy wars we started over there in Afghanistan. That people now think they can make up for that or at least make people feel better by being extra, you know, coddling, which kind of makes sense because, I mean, if the country is at war with, let's say I'm from, I'm not going to say the Middle East, but I want to make it more relevant. Let's say I'm from Italy, and our country went to war with Italy again, right? They might start treating Italians in a way that's more sympathetic and be more catering to their emotional needs due to a war on their homeland. But
right. There's
still a limit with that. You still can't throw some landowner under the landlord under the bus for your political reasoning to make someone feel better. You know what I mean? Because that guy
didn't start
the war anyway. He didn't start the war. So why are you going to throw him under the bus and act like that you're making a difference or something?
Right.
And this is what a lot of people do, what politics does in the name of some greater cause. You know what I mean? Whether it's progression or it's to preserve cultural values or religion or whatever, greater good always takes some small guy to get chucked off the roof, you know, to be sacrificed in some way, whether it's his finances, whether it's to be made an example out of him, whether it's to cripple him and his social life or her one way or another in order to show the world, hey, look at us. We're taking care of the new problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, and I think when you aren't paying as much money as we are to protect everyone, like you said, that's kind of a luxury that they have. You know, I don't know that we have that luxury, especially now. I mean, I was also reading another article about Canada where they passed a gender identity law where it can be deemed discriminatory if someone feels like you're not identifying them by the pronoun that they want to be identified by.
Now, does this apply to businesses? Does it apply to government? Or does it apply to just everybody who ever runs into somebody who's transgender?
It's everybody.
Because you see, that's where things get sticky because you got a lot of people
right. Who
just aren't going to see it that way. And that doesn't make them criminals. It might make them a lot of things, but it doesn't make them a criminal.
Now they might make them not so nice or whatever,
but you're putting them in the same category as people who, you know, steal and murder and or actually commit real hate crimes that are violent acts or discrimination things where they actually literally discriminate and destroy people's lives. And you're putting that in that category, and all you're really going to do is just kind of make things hard to tell.
Hold on 1 second. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties right now. I'm going to have to end this. The stream will be back up in one more minute. I'm not quite sure what's going on. If you could, guys, just have that thought there for us, and we'll pick this back up in like 2 minutes. I'm not sure what's going on here. We'll be right back.